Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Mike Snyder, and I'd like to welcome you to the St. Germain Radio Show here for this month of February 2020. As always, the St. Germain Show is held here on blogtalkradio.com every second Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We actually ran into some technical difficulties towards the end of our show last month, which had Brigitte and I scrambling up around a little bit. But I think we've pinpointed some of the issues we ran into last time. We anticipate a smoother show tonight, so crossing our fingers there. Speaking of Brigitte, I have some information about the services that she offers. Brigitte, are you there?
Yes. Well, hello, everybody. It's so good to be on the monthly radio show with everyone again. Hopefully this time, as Mike said, we don't have those technical problems. But work with us because we are growing and learning. Mark Rawson, he took care of a lot of these things, and he is now doing other greater and better things. We are really happy for him, but we are trying to learn the process now, so hopefully it all works out. So, Mike, what do you have for everybody?
Well, I just wanted to go ahead and share the websites and stuff. Would you like me to give out your website and your information?
Please, that would be awesome. Then I don't have to think. I love it.
Okay, that was good. You just gave me enough time to go grab my headphones because I forgot them. So, so Brigitte's website is www.lightbridge101.com. And she has a bunch of things that she offers, her classes, her healing sessions, which she also does channeling. And there's a lot of different things that we offer out of the center in New Jersey. And the nice thing about that is for people that live at a distance, I actually have a lot of recordings of some of the different classes we've offered over the past several years on my website, which is www.mikesnydercc.com. So in addition to some of my own music, downloads of some of the CDs I've done, there's a way you can access in there to sign up for private sessions with me. But like I said, there's also a lot of these meditation class recordings that Brigitte and I have done mostly in her center in New Jersey, where it's quite a library on there and different things. A couple free ones here and there, and then some of the other ones are fairly inexpensive, $10 or $15 to download them. And that's kind of nice, like I said, because if you live at a distance and you can't come out and see us, and you see a topic that you're interested in, there's a lot of stuff on there. There's also another section of my website where a couple years ago, Brigitte did another radio show called Voice America. There's a section in my downloads page of my website, which has, for free, you can download all the radio shows that she ever did when we did the Voice America series. And like I like to usually say, Brigitte, you've covered every topic with that series. And I tell people, pick your problem, and then you can find a show that talks about it, guess I'm pretty much right on cue there.
Yes, it's definitely a way where you can delve deeper into your own inner healing process. There are a lot of guided journeys in there. Great music created by you, Mike, really to activate different chakras. We focused on the radio show on the seven sacred rays to bring them closer to you, or some call it the seven sacred flames. And it really is a great way when you feel out of balance or you're seeking help in relationships, thinking about Valentine's Day that's coming up when you have relationship issues and things like that. A lot of the radio shows just read the titles and read the little description that goes with it, and you will find that pretty much everything is addressed, the dark night of the soul, relationships, and many, many other topics. So check it out if you have a chance, because it's a beautiful way to, even when you have a bad day, to just listen to that, and it makes you feel better, because music is a universal language. And when Mike plays his music, he actually connects with the hierarchy of light and with the higher realms and the angelic kingdom. And those frequencies come through to bring healing to you. And that being said, I invite you, if you can, if you're interested, to get a personal healing session from Mike that supports you in your own spiritual growth process. He does it via Skype, and you find that this music, because it's recorded for you, you get it in form of, how do you send it out, Mike? Help me out. Form of an MP3 file or something, right?
When I do the long distance session?
Yes.
Yeah, that's basically the way it works is, some, you know, and the sessions are, I'm still trying to get them to work 100%. As long as the person on the other end has a very good high-speed internet connection, usually I can do the session over Skype, and then it comes through clearly for the participant on the other end, and I can record it at the same time. And then, yeah, basically you receive an email from me with the download link for the MP3 file of the music session. So like I said, as long as the person on the other end that I'm working with has a very good internet connection, a pretty decent computer or iPad running Skype, I've had pretty much success. So I usually, before I book anything like that with somebody, I have a nice little conversation to make sure the technical requirements are all met before we do that.
Alternatively, though, you can also send Mike a picture of yourself and like key questions of what it is you're looking for in a session. And then he can record the music on his own and send you the recording then accordingly. That is also a way that you can, you don't have to worry about the internet connection or anything like that. And you still get a beautiful piece of music that then helps you in your spiritual growth process, or especially when you go through a difficult time, something is happening, someone in your family might be sick or anything like that. It's just a beautiful way to support you, to listen to that every so often. It puts you right back into your center and into your alignment with your divine I Am presence, with your divine self. And I think, Mark, you also already played for those who are passing on. I think it's a beautiful way. I think you did it for your dad, right, where you played music and it helped him transition in his last days more easily and effortlessly, because the music really relaxed him and calmed him down. Isn't that true, Mike?
Well, yeah, when my dad was slowly passing away from stage 4 cancer, when I was at the hospice with him for that week, we actually put one of my CDs on for him for his final days, because they say when you're in hospice and you're close to passing on, usually the hearing is the last thing to go. So because obviously passing away is a very scary time for somebody, and if your mind is still active and your hearing is still active, but your body really isn't, they always say keeping noises very softly and keeping the person very comfortable is very important. So by having some of my healing music playing, I think it really did help tremendously. And yeah, even after he passed over to the other side, I kind of felt like a connection to play for the spirit for a smooth transition. So it's kind of an interesting thing. It's just like people have mediumship and they can talk to others on the other side. Once in a while, I get this little prompting to play music for a spirit or something like that. And it's a rare thing that happens, but when it does, it's very, very special.
Yeah, sounds very sacred, very beautiful.
But,
so did you already announce your website? You did, right?
Yeah. And I just had another thing I'd like to mention too, going back to the radio show series, like I was talking about the Voice America ones. on the downloads page of my website, if you go to season two of the Voice America shows we had done, one I always like to recommend to everybody is show number 9, which is called Emptiness, a Necessity on the Path of Transformation. And the nice thing about these shows is they did have commercial breaks at one time. And we had a good friend of ours who did a lot of work for us to take all the commercials out that edited the show. So the nice thing about these shows is they don't play as much as a radio show as you would think, but it's more like a meditation in a way. If you don't mind, Brigitte, I just wanted to give a little bit of details of that particular show because I think it's a really important topic for everybody right now, the emptiness.
Yes. Oh, my God. Emptiness. Emptiness is the key so that spirit can work with us and through us. And so often are we really afraid of the emptiness or the stillness that comes with that because a lot of our emotions come up, our feelings, and it seems overwhelming. And yet that is the only way that we can release those heavy feelings and move into a place of peace and harmony again. So Saint Germain always talks about emptiness, awareness, and choice. When we're empty, we then really feel the nudgings of spirit in a different way, and we can make very different choices. And so ideally, and music does that too, ideally you find ways just through breathing, you know, yoga, breathing techniques, ways to just release and empty yourself so that the divine can work more effectively with you and through you.
And adding to that a little bit, the description of that show in Emptiness kind of plays in with what you said, and I think it's fascinating. This is probably the description you had written when you did the show, but it talks about that the lunar cycle always plays a significant role for humanity. It starts with the phase of the moon, the new moon, and becomes influential halfway through the time of the full moon. So that lack of light offered by the new moon teaches us the necessity to completely empty ourselves from all previous attachments at the beginning of each new cycle in our lives. And this emptiness is being replaced by new experiences and evolution, expansion to a new consciousness can take place. So that in that particular show that we're talking about, Saint Germain talked about the importance of emptiness, awareness, and choice. And he took you into a place of great potentiality as you experience the power of nothingness within the great void of the spirit, the great spirit of all that is, where basically tremendous transformation and awakening can get triggered. And I just thought that description was just so important right now, is in that with so much going on energetically and so much going on with the dividedness of people right now in the world, in the country, you know, this whole emptiness, knowing that, hey, we don't have to always be in the thick of it. Just hearing the news a lot of times, it can be so stressful. And so when we can detach from some of these things and work more on our inner self, you know what I mean? I think, I don't know. I think that really connects right to that emptiness idea.
Yeah, I very much agree. And especially when you think about these times that we live in, as you mentioned, you know, we had December 21st, 2012, this big shift in like a huge cycle, a huge world cycle, where we move from being asleep into awakening again. And of course, these cycles don't shift in just one day or one second or one moment. So we are in a phase where it is all about awakening again, you know, starting a new cycle, starting a new beginning. So for us to be able to do that, we have to let go of some of the old structures that just no longer serve us, because we are just not who we were then. And that's applicable to us in a personal life. That is applicable to countries, the collective consciousness of a country, and really the whole world. And the idea is that all of us are moving towards a consciousness of love and oneness, one race, one creed, one color, and towards an understanding that love really is the key aspect that brings everything together. Also in your understanding of really the Christ consciousness, the Christ, not simply connecting it to a religion, but understanding the Christ energy as a certain type of value system of kindness and of gentleness. And in the past, these are attributes that always have been seen as weak. You know, if you're forgiving, if you're gentle, if you're kind. And yet that is how we are going to give birth to a new consciousness, to a new era, to the whole new golden age that so many are talking about. Ironically, though, there is also a great fear when we step into a new cycle, and we've all been feeling it. The fear of letting go of something that we are used to, that we know, the fear of what it means when we are one, because it makes us vulnerable. If someone can really see us, what are they going to see? And we are terrified that they're going to see all the ugliness in us. And so we're learning to trust that at the core, we are all divine beings, that we can release and forgive ourselves for maybe choices that weren't in best alignment for us in the past, but we can stay in the present moment, like Eckhart Tolle always talks about, stay in the power of now and take a look at us right now and can say, the past is the past. What do I choose to do, to be, to think right now? And that, again, is where the emptiness comes in, because we have to empty ourselves from all the thought pattern of the past and just be in the present moment, because thoughts, most often of the time, either take us into the past or into the future. They're not allowing us to stay in the present moment. When we, though, are willing to breathe all of that out and to just empty ourselves, then we actually are in the present moment, which is the most powerful place to be, where most of the changes, most of the transformation can take place. And so Saint Germain, who is the master of transformation, really wants everyone to focus on using techniques. And you've all learned plenty of different techniques that work on releasing that heaviness that is holding you back, and just being in a place of openness, of acceptance, of a willingness to see the world in a whole new way. You can't keep seeing the world the way you've seen it in the past, because if you do, then there's not going to be a new future, because then you're just repeating, creating the same old over and over again. For you to break that cycle, you have to be willing to look at the world in a new way. And yes, there might be a lot of judgments there, judgment towards things that aren't really right or don't feel right or remind you of history and remind you of this and that. But the only way we can really break this judgment and this holding on to these lower frequencies is through a willingness to forgive, most importantly, to forgive ourselves. The reason why we have a hard time with others is because we are so hard on ourselves. We always aim for perfection. We always aim to be spiritually right, to not make a mistake. But we are also human. And so forgiveness, that we do the best we can at any moment in time. And yes, sometimes we fall short of our aims, of our goals. But then we get up and we try it again. So these are really powerful times where emptiness is a key factor that is allowing us to step across the threshold into a whole new kind of consciousness that is much more in alignment with our true self, allowing us to become that divine being that we are meant to be. Think about the five-pointed star, the pentagram, that symbolizes the human being, and it holds the four elements, but it also holds the fifth element as a fifth point straight up in the air, which is spirit. So to be reminded that we truly are spirit in physical form. And so when we empty ourselves, we can become more aware and allow more of our spiritual self to enter, to fill us up, to fill that physical form up, and to work with us and through us to bring about heaven on earth. And really, at the bottom line, who doesn't want heaven on earth? Who doesn't want to be happy? Who doesn't want to have peace? who doesn't want to live in abundance. We all want it, all of us. It's what connects us. And so emptiness, yes, I'm so glad you brought this up, Mike, because it is such a powerful, powerful message for all of us. And so, yeah, I very much invite you to check out that particular radio show. Thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah, I it's just a great way to deal with some of the stuff going on right now, and just to have you in St. Germain as your guide anytime you want. That's always such a treat, you know.
Yeah, well, it's always great to be part of everybody too, and I'm deeply grateful for the community that we are creating consistently with all of you listening to the radio show that has been around for over 8 years now. That is just amazing. And every time I think we should stop it, something happens where it just continues. It's pretty amazing when you think about how long we have been doing this, right?
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I'd like to add in is if anybody's going to be in the Edison, New Jersey area, I believe it's March 27th through the 29th. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to be in Edison, New Jersey. Brigitte's going to be having a booth there at the 2.5-day expo at the – it's going to be called the Heart of Oneness Expo, which is some friends of ours are hosting it, and they do a wonderful job. And there's going to be a lot of people from the community that Brigitte and I work with and a lot of our different classes and stuff that are going to be offering different services there. But not only that, we're also going to be offering a 2-hour meditation in one of their junior ballrooms. So if any of you happen to be in that area at that time frame, you're more than welcome to come check us out. Our meditation that we're offering at the expo is going to be on a donation basis. So we're really looking forward to that. So I don't know if there's anything you can add about that, Brigitte.
No, it will be the event is Saturday. I don't know. Did you mention that March 28th between 2 and 4 o'clock that we offered together? And it will be you will have the opportunity to experience the beautiful music of Mike's as well as Saint Germain coming through and holding a dissertation about the importance of your alignment with your divine I'm presence. And then he will also take everybody on a journey and give out an energy attunement as well. So it would be just a beautiful way to just hone in on your soul as your doorway to your greater self and to just deepen your connection with spirit that afternoon. So if you have time, please come on by. And as Mike said, it's on donation basis. So it would be wonderful to see any of you who are in the area.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready to bring Saint Germain on through, if you'd like, I could start us off with the third ray heart. If you want that piece, that might be a good one.
Yeah, go right ahead. Let's start off with that. And then do you want to give out the phone number before we start and remind everybody that we are probably not going to take callers until like 9 o'clock?
Oh, sure. Okay. So the phone number is 646-716-9663. We're going to hopefully take callers nice and smooth this time. It didn't work out too good last time, but I think we're in a good shape now. Again, I know I say this before, but you're going to need to press 1 on your phone keypad when you call that number, which will enable you to talk to the host, which would be me. So when we get to that point later on in the show, I'll talk to each one of you individually that did press the 1 that has a question and just get your name before we have the St. Germain question and answer part towards the end of the show. So with that, Brigitte, are you ready? And I'll start the third ray heart activation.
So, yeah, sounds good. Let's do it. Greetings, my beloved daughters and sons of the light, of the highest vibration of love that Earth is seeking to anchor at this time into its core. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time. So much is happening on a global level. So much is happening in your own country at this time that it makes it even more important to recognize these days as days of the heart. There's a reason why Valentine's Day is in the middle of winter. You've made it halfway through the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere, and in many ways, it is oppressing when there are so much darkness and such cold days around you. And so you have an opportunity in these days right now to celebrate the light within, because the darkness allows that light within to become more pronounced, to become more visible. It is similar to what Mike and Brigida have talked about, that the emptiness emphasizes and brings out more your connection to spirit. And so does the darkness with the light as well. And so recognize the power of these darker days. Recognize the momentum you are gaining when you are going through a time of contraction. Supervised by Saturn, times of contraction give birth to a new light, give birth to creation, give birth to a new form to experience your divine self in physical form. And therefore, stop for a moment right now and do not judge the contraction you might be feeling, whether it is a contraction due to your work situation, the contraction because you're not happy with what's going on a global level, the contraction you're feeling because of a family issue, or the contraction you might be feeling because your heart is yearning for the perfect relationship that just always seems to be a step away from you. Just sit in that for a moment. Take a deep breath in and out, and let yourself feel that tightness. It might even feel like a second skin, but don't allow it to feel like you're being tied down. Envision it more as being a coat that has been put on you to allow inner transformation to take place first. Every time you walk on the path of ascension, there are thresholds for you to cross, thresholds that are necessary to ensure that you first reach a certain consciousness level before you can step across the portal to a higher consciousness and then experience new parts of your divine self in physical form. This is necessary to ensure that you're not burning yourself up in the process, that your nervous system is capable of holding the higher frequencies of love and light, that your mind is able to hold these higher thought patterns without creating and manifesting a form of hell that not only would hurt you, but also in turn could hurt the people around you. Your mind is very powerful, and so your mind is the part of you that must be refined the most. Often, you still allow your mind to override your heart because your heart still carries the wounds from the many times where you experience the loss thereof. And yet, every time your heart breaks, every time you experience the loss, you actually allowed yourself to get closer to the light of oneness. It is through the breaking open, the falling apart, the letting go of your protection, that you can reach another form of existence. And so at these times that are very much talking about romance and love, it is also a reminder that for that kind of love to take place, it asks of you the willingness to open yourself up to a new level, to be willing to show yourself to the world just the way you are, the good parts and the parts that you might call as not so good. It doesn't make a difference. The power of transformation can only take place when you allow the dual aspects of yourself to coexist. So the power of love, and in this love there is no judgment. In this love, there is no better or worse. There's the understanding that every part of yourself, everything has its own unique role to play. And through this love, these dual aspects that are usually just two different sides of the same coin have the opportunity to come together peacefully, harmoniously, without a war, to then merge and to then become the foundation for a new form of existence. That's what will make you the alchemist. The true alchemist knows about the power of love, that the most important part of you to develop in these times is not how you manifest abundance into your life. It is not so much how you redirect energy to bring about changes in your life. It is, can you maintain a space of love and forgiveness and kindness and gentleness and peacefulness, no matter what the outer circumstances are? Can you do that? Can you have enough trust and faith in your connection to your divine self to watch over you, to guide and direct you, that you're willing to walk blindfolded on a path that you do not know, that you do not even know which way it's heading? Are you willing to have that trust and faith, knowing that God, Source, Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is, always wants your best, always has your back, always wants you to succeed, and wants you to find happiness in all things? And so it is for you to recognize in your thoughts, in your behavior, how often you've taken on someone else's thoughts and behaviors, whether it is from your family, whether it is from your friends, whether it is from what you watched on the news. Empty yourself from all the belief systems that everybody else offered you as a solution, and go within and listen to the solution. Listen to the guidance given to you by your divine self. And so at this time of the heart, we are going to journey into your heart now. So take a couple of deep breaths in and out and allow yourself to enter your heart space. Just let your consciousness sink into your heart space. Use your in-breath and out-breath to go deeper and deeper into that part of you that holds your sacred heart flame. And simply allow your consciousness to merge with the consciousness of your heart. To look now, not from your mind, but from your heart, look at all the relationships you've had, whether they were painful, whether they were joyful but ended too soon, whether it was for a parent that you loved and lost. Just look at all of your relationships through your heart Relationships are powerful, powerful tool to learn more about yourself. And in this heart space, with the honesty of your heart, is your heart really the one that is mourning the loss? Or does your heart understand? Does your heart look beyond the physical realm and see so many more layers of existence? Isn't it your heart that is the bridge to your soul and that is in direct connection to your divine self? Don't you think your heart knows what is good for you and what isn't? And how often have you ignored the tightening of your heart and have walked the path anyway only to then realize that that was not the way to go? So I want you to take your hand onto your heart for a moment. Just feel your heart underneath your hand. And just know that your consciousness now is also underneath your hand. It's kind of a unique feeling, isn't it? Heart underneath your hand, your consciousness is underneath your hand. So it's like you feel the warmth on your consciousness, the warm touch on your consciousness. Just let that warmth sink in. Because every single one of you is a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. Every single one of you is capable of bringing through beautiful healing energy. And I know some of you have been complaining or have been noticing shifts in your heart. And yes, there are shifts going on at this time. Not only in your heart, but in the heart of many. And so take the time now and just hold your heart, hold your consciousness with gentleness and kindness and a little bit respect. Respect for everything that it has allowed you to endure. Your heart is much stronger than you sometimes give it credit for. You so quickly claim that your heart is shut down and that your heart is hurting. But is it really your heart that's shut down? Or is it your mind that is putting a protective layer around your heart to make sure that it doesn't get hurt? Your heart in itself often doesn't even need that protection. It is much stronger. It radiates pure light from within outward. And so allow now, underneath your hand, as the consciousness being melted into your heart, your divine love vibration to raise up further and further. The light within your heart expanding now, expanding beyond your hand, expanding beyond your body, expanding beyond your light body. And it might even feel like there are layers of protection that are crackling and are falling down. And yet it is time for you to let your light shine as pure as it can be. So see and envision yourself now glowing inside out, pure light. And in this light, a love frequency is beginning to grow and to expand. And to fill you up with warmth. And to fill up the room you're in with warmth. And to fill up everything with the softening of energy. You begin to soften now. Use your in-breath and out-breath to allow every fabric, every part of your being to soften, to relax, to be gentle. even if tears roar, even if there is some sadness coming up, be gentle with yourself. Allow yourself to just be in the space of pure love for self. And a path is opening up, a path of light. You can step now out of your body and follow that path of light as it's taking you out of the physical realm into the etheric realm. But take a look back and see the body left behind is radiant, beautiful in this light that your heart has created and is still creating. But continue on this path of light. Continue into the etheric realm, into that, what some call the ancient city of Shambhala. In a way, it is part of the light body of Gaia, of Earth. But allow yourself through the path of light to be guided to the etheric temple that is known as the Temple of Love. As you find your way into this temple of love, you can recognize it as it's made out of rose quartz, and it has this glow from within that makes it glow pink. Pink with a little bit of gold and yellow in it. And as you enter through a doorway, there's an openness to this temple. There's no restriction. There are columns, and there are doorways, and there are openings, and there are so many different colored flowers blossoming. Roses mixed in with other flowers, wild flowers, and there's a beauty to the wildness of this Temple of Love. Yes, sometimes the Temple of Love presents itself very pure, where there are only roses and water placed. But today we invite you to see your heart temple, to see the Temple of Love in wild colors, free and full of desire to express itself and to not be restricted in any form or way by any kind of thought patterns that are asking you that a heart temple should only be a rose garden and nothing else. So enjoy the beauty of these flowers as you get deeper and deeper into this ancient temple. There are places where you can sit. There are water fountains. And here and there you notice beautiful angels. There whole demeanor is gentle and soft, and it's filling you up with this frequency of love that is just like a fresh breath of air that allows you to relax even further, to be even further in peace. And you hear birds chirping, and you come to a sacred opening. You can feel the sacredness coming out of that chamber that you're about to enter. And when you step in, it is like stepping into an ancient cathedral. There are candles lit everywhere. There are beautiful colored windows where light shines through. And there's a ceiling that is so far up that you cannot see its end. It is almost like there is no ceiling, that the ceiling is open to the stars. And in the center of this cathedral-like sacred chamber, there are those angels of love that are known as the Malachites. They are awaiting you, and they are standing in a circle. And they're all holding a unique crystal heart in their hands, because it is time for you to receive a heart activation, to raise your own being, your own self, to a very new vibrational frequency that allows you to be a more effective channel and instrument of love in the world, where it is so much needed at this time. So just allow yourself to be guided into the center of these 12 angels of love as they're holding up these crystal hearts that are glowing from within, that have different colors, different type of crystals. For everyone, it's different. And as they're holding them up, a light shoots out of these hearts, creating sacred geometry of light around you with you at the center. And they're beginning to weave these light beams. And as they're weaving these light beams, it is as though as the light, the colored light rays become alive, filling your whole sphere around you up with rainbow colors, until you're fully engulfed in a sphere of multicolors, of many different colors, some of them not even familiar to you, some of them not seen on Earth, and yet strangely familiar after all, because you remember your galactic heritage. As you're in the sphere, the top opens up, and from Source, a pink ray of love of the third sacred flame is being sent down now, all the way down into your crown, and through your crown into your heart, the heart that is your etheric heart that you took with you, even though you left your physical body behind, you still have an etheric heart and an etheric crown. And so allow yourself now to receive the purity of this infusion of love as we are going to play a piece of music right now. If you can please play Rays of Light at this time.
Thank you.
And while you're bathed in this beautiful pinkish red ray, entering also the inner sanctuary is your divine complement. It is not necessary that you recognize him or her right away. Just allow yourself to feel the heart connection, the knowing that together, alchemically, you create one. And so allow yourself to be drawn together into that radiant pink third ray of love. Just take a moment and hold each other's hands and feel the heart connection between each other. And just sense and feel the truth of this connection, that it is not just a fiction of your imagination, that this connection is very real, very beautiful. And it is obtainable. For some of you, that divine complement is working from the higher realm. So what you will experience in physical form then is an aspect of that divine being, the divine self, your divine complement in the higher realm. But it will feel just as real as being directly together. For some, that divine complement is still trying to catch up. It is important then that you recognize that you cannot hold yourself back, but that your work is to keep walking the path of enlightenment so that you in turn at some point can help your divine complement from the higher realm to then also ascend and reach to new heights. All has purpose. All is part of a divine plan. And when one is on a lower frequency than the other, it is not because the universe is punishing you, but because there is a need for that. As you are creating a magnetic pull, you assist in your divine complement to raise back up into the higher realms, and in turn assist humanity as a whole to do the same. Just as Jesus Christ tread a path of ascension with his unique life that he lived and the way he ended it. And so many of you must recognize that the choices you make, the life you walk, the words you speak, the actions you choose, create a path so that others can follow it too. You are all leaders in your own unique way. Way showers, powerful, beautiful, and strong, filled with love and wisdom. Trust that. You're also surrounded by spirit. Always trust that. So again, take a moment to feel that connection with your divine complement. To know that it is real and it is obtainable in some form. It might not be exactly always the way you envision it, but that beautiful love, that joy, that connection can be yours. Allow it to unfold, allow it to come to you in its own unique way. The more you want it, the more you are seeing it as not in your life right now, the more you're actually pushing it away. It is through the knowing that it shall happen at the appropriate time, not sooner or not later. It is happening according to the alignment with your divine self and with the divine will of all that is. So allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to remember to have trust and faith that there are no accidents and that you too can live a life filled with joy and happiness. Trust it, and now it will come so. Now, Your divine compliment has a gift for you at this time. Allow yourself to receive this gift. It might be a beautiful amulet that is activated within you, that is illuminated within you as you put it on, or as your divine compliment puts it on you. But simply accept it. And now that there is great power in this, a magnetic pull, a magnetic power, just hold each other for a moment. Feel your mind connecting and your heart connecting. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out, feeling, knowing that these breaths are taken together in unison, in harmony. Know that this is a significant moment in your life, a moment where you're going to draw very new experiences into your life. Have faith that much that you thought would happen a certain way will actually unfold in a very different way, much more beautiful than you can ever imagine. Allow it, allow it, allow it. Call on your divine self. Call on any of us to support you in the process. One of the angels of love is now stepping forward, taking you by your hand and guiding you out of the sacred chamber, along out of the temple of love, along the path of light, back to your physical form, back to your body. Allow yourself to find the way. Don't rush it. To slowly settle within your physical self again. Feel the gift you received from your divine compliment. Feel the energy that you received through the pink ray of love. Touch every cell of your physical body now too. And allow it to soften you even further. The days ahead can't be walked in warrior mode, but only in the mode of the mystic that is willing to be open to any kind of miracle, to any kind of manifestation of the divine around every corner that you take. Instead of seeing the lack, instead of fearing the loss, instead of focusing on your limitations, I ask you to choose to be open to the tremendous potential that you are waiting to manifest on Earth at this time. Believe in yourself just the way we are believing in you. You're beautiful, you're powerful, and you are our beloved, just as we are your beloved. Blessings to all of you. This completes the journey. But now that there is going to be a transformation in your heart taking place for the next 48 to 72 hours, just allow it to happen. It is good. It is meant to be. It is there to soften you and make you more effective as a channel of love in this world that so much needs love at this time. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. I'm now turning this over to Mike. I will stay present, but maybe we can play a piece of music. And you, Mike, can get the callers all lined up.
Okay. Okay, we're back. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I think we're ready with the callers now.
Go ahead. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay. Okay, Marilyn, you're on with Saint Germain.
Thank you. Hello, Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear. It is always such a pleasure to talk to you. How can I be of assistance?
Oh, my heart's just open. So I have a question, some guidance, please. My mother has come to live with myself and my family, and not of her choice. She was forced out, has lost her relationship, her life, her home, and she's, you know, trying to be brave, but the sadness is pretty intense. And I'm just wondering what sort of the agreement or how I chose or why I chose this, what's sort of the higher purpose, how we can make this work, I guess, from that higher perspective.
You are going through a bit of a test of initiation, and you're aware of that, I'm sure. Part of this is the contraction I talked about in the beginning. It is that you are feeling this contraction and that the human part in you wants to fight it, wants to break it, wants to find a way out. But in your alignment with your divine self, you will find that through moving into a place of emptiness and into a place of allowance, everything can unfold much quicker than you even can imagine. Part of you is envisioning this as a situation that has no end, but that is not true. The idea for you is to continuously give the situation to your divine I Am presence to find the best possible solution for everybody involved. Do it over and over again. Every time your fear comes up, every time the anxiety comes up, give it up to your divine I Am presence to carry it, to hold it, and ask it to guide you to see a different solution. The biggest challenge here for you is not to fall into the traps of expectations or moving into a place of listening to those who give you a point of view that is limiting because of their experiences. You have a very unique experience. Allow it to be unique. Allow it to have the opportunity to open up and not to become even more narrow. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's I hear you talking more about allowing the expansion of love through the situation.
Yes.
Even though, yeah, it presents some challenges, just keep going back to that love, going
another,
back to that, you know.
Another important key for you is to step back, to not feel bad and think that you have to rescue your mom, but to sometimes allow her to go through some of the drama she's going through without the need to participate in it. That is really important for you to maintain your truth without losing all this energy to participate in her truth to make her happy. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's perfect advice and guidance, because I have been feeling responsible or guilty for making her feel better. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Everything that is happening to her is for her own spiritual growth process. Even the pain and discomfort she's feeling on a higher level, it is raising her to a different consciousness level. And you cannot carry her weight. You can only carry your own weight. You can hold the space for her to shift her consciousness, but you cannot do it for her.
I see. Yes, I hear you. I understand what you're saying. Holding that space, that feels
good.
That feels
not
good.
Feeling
yeah.
responsible Thanks. For it. Good. Good.
All right.
Blessings to
Thanks.
You, my dear. You're very
Thank
welcome.
You,
okay, and just as a reminder, if anybody has a question, you need to press 1 on your telephone keypad. Okay, Diane, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hi, Saint Germain.
How are you doing in beloved North Carolina, my dear?
It's been a challenge lately.
Yes,
but,
overall,
it's been enlightening. It's also allowing me to, it's giving me opportunities through the challenges. But it's been a little disappointing, too. Just the situation on social media, and I realize I'm now taking a step back from a group that I've been in, but I feel that I don't feel totally comfortable there anymore. I don't think I was completely on board anyway, so maybe this is just a good opportunity to just bow out gracefully. So, but I had a workshop, and three out of the four people within a very short period of time have all moved. I actually had a client that just canceled on me, so I'm a little disappointed. So I don't know if you could give me any advice or, just you know, hang in there or whatever. I don't know. I mean, the channel was wonderful. You it kind of answered some of the questions already. So, but yeah, a little pep talk would be lovely.
Certainly, my dear. You are also, like many of you right now, are going through a time of contraction. And these situations are a little bit of a test and phase for you. Are you going to immediately give up on your project only because something changes and shifts? And of course you're not. And part of you, I have to say, sometimes wants to, how shall we best describe it? Wants to put certain aspects of your life on a pedestal, but bring it down to earth and allow your divine self to take charge. Even in these situations with the social media, look how well it all worked out. You have a choice. You can see your glass half empty, or you can see how protected you were, how taken care you were, how everything worked out so well for you, and how the truth always comes out in the end, how love and truth always prevails. And so this is a time for you to recognize that in your alignment with your divine I Am presence, a lot of great things are going to happen, to just keep refocusing, to not let yourself get drawn into the darkness of your subconscious, but to raise yourself up, to be in alignment with your divine I Am presence, and to just make yourself available as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. Just make that your mantra. I am making myself available as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light at any moment in time. I am a channel and instrument of the divine love and light to all those I come in contact with. And then just feel that alignment. Feel your divine I Am presence work with you and through you to bring about the changes necessary. And it shall be so. Not necessarily the way you saw it, but certainly in alignment with your divine self, showing you which direction to go into. And you're in a phase right now where you're going through another level of purification process of your thoughts. Become aware of your mind. Become aware of some of the thoughts that come in as soon as something doesn't work out the way you want it to. That voice that wants to make you small. That voice that wants to make you not good enough. The voice that wants to question your integrity or wants to question the purity of your past. It is now for you to transform and transmute this voice so the power of love into a higher state of mind, into a higher state of beingness. And you have the power to do that. This is a tremendous time of alchemical change for you, alchemical transformation. Embrace that part of you that is terrified of your power and say, I am ready to let go and let God, to allow thy will be done through me at all times. And you will see everything soften and everything changing once again.
Okay, great. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And would it be wise for me to merge any of that darkness within the power of love so that they be, you know, if I should do anything.
Yes. Envision within your inner self a form that represents your light self and a form that represents that negative dark self, the judge, or whatever you want to call it. And then make yourself the bridge. Just open yourself up to your divine self, open yourself up to the Christ itself, open yourself up to the cosmic heart of this universe, and allow pure love to pour into you and from you out into each of those aspects. You become the bridge, and the more you do that, the more you are creating a way for both to merge into oneness and for you to shift to a different consciousness level.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're very welcome, my dear. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, too. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Hi, this is Paul.
Hi, Paul. How can I be of assistance to you?
Hi, I would like to know, how can I learn the ins and outs of the pineal gland, and who is the best teacher on earth that can teach me the ins and outs of the pineal gland? I know the pineal gland can do anything that you desire it to do. It can rearrange planets when you're really masterful with it. It can create infinite universes. It could do whatever you desire it to. So I want to learn the ins and outs of the pineal gland for the service of good for entirety.
Very beautiful. So you're not intending to learn this to move around planets, right? I was actually making a little joke, my friend. Yes, I understand. Laughter is very important. I know that you take your spiritual work very serious. And I know that you also are taking it very seriously as to what is happening in the world at this time. And we are very grateful for that. But we also ask you to find a way to lighten up a little bit more. It will make it easier for you to work with your pineal gland. And more importantly, it will make it easier for you to work with your inner master self. Because the teacher you're seeking, you will not find so much in the outer, but more so on the inner plane. So what I invite you to do is to take time to go into meditation, to go into the inner plane, and then to let your consciousness reach out and not only call on your divine self, but also call on the galactic master that some know as Aeolia, which is my higher aspect. Aeolia is going to help you to work the chemical process of activating your pineal gland more. And what happens with your gland, and it's also the pituitary gland, it's both. What is happening is that you have a deep desire to bring changes to Earth as fast as possible. But please also understand, part of why you are not at the level that you so deeply desire to be at is because Gaia and humanity is not ready for such a change yet. It is not because you're not good enough. It is not because you're failing. It is that humanity as a whole is going through some very, very important lessons at this time needed for a consciousness shift to take place. And so, more importantly than anything, I invite you to stay in alignment with your divine self, to allow your beautiful, radiant divine self to continuously work with you and through you at all times. And when the time is right, when the collective has shifted, then the back of your head is going to open up more to your galactic consciousness, to your galactic self, and everything is going to unfold accordingly. So you need to understand you can only go as fast as the collective on Earth is allowing you to, because you're part of the human collective consciousness. The moment that you incarnated into human form, you became part of the human collective consciousness. And as frustrating as this is for you at times, because you remember how it can be, you remember how it was for you prior to incarnation into human form, you are a necessary column of light to anchor unique frequencies on Earth at this time that are helping in bringing about a consciousness shift on many, many different levels. So just trust that that process is taking place. Trust that you make a tremendous difference through your alignment, through your presence, through your willingness to walk the walk of a human being at this time, because by nature, you're not human. You're very galactic. You don't feel like you belong on Earth on many, many levels, and that's understandable because the human form is only a temporary form for you. You're only a visitor here to assist in the ascension process. But the master you're seeking will only come from within, and I invite you to start working very closely with Master Eolia, E-O-L-I-A, and you will find that you're going to find new ways through the power of alchemy to bring about changes not only into your life, but also into the lives that you touch. Will that help you, Master Paul?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my friend.
Hello?
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was on. My name's Diana, and I used to work with you years ago in Bethlehem when you first started. And I wanted to thank you again.
Of course, my dear. I do remember you, my dear.
Do you?
How are you? Yes.
I am fine. I'm still on the path. I'm very old. And I've been doing, still working. And still, you introduced me to my guardian, Arturo. And I still work with Arturo. And you did so much for me. And I had a wonderful time. I've been very lucky. I've had all good teachers. And I wanted to thank you because I hadn't talked to you for a very long time. But I still remember you. I still pray to you. I still talk to you all the time. So I hope you hear me and remember me. I'm sure you do.
Well, my dear, it is maybe not that you talk to me through Brigida, but you and I, we have been talking off and on. You know that. We have been talking. We have very close communication, and it is tremendous joy, with tremendous joy and happiness that I work with you and through you, and that I am so happy that I brought you together with Arcturus, and that you two are working together as well.
Yep.
Now that you have purpose, you anchor a unique frequency of light here on Earth as well, and it brings all of us in the hierarchy of light, all of us in the higher realm, such tremendous pleasure and joy to watch you, to talk to you, and to work with you and through you. And we want you to know that. None of your prayers are unheard. None of your work is unseen. And we know that even so you've faced many, many situations of adversity. You always broke through. You never let the darkness limit you. You never let your fear stop you. And that we applaud.
Thank you very much. I do work hard at it. But sometimes you do get down in the dumps. But I always come back through it. I'm getting older and wanting to work as much as I can and do as much as I can until I make my transition. So I thank you so much. It was wonderful to talk to you all those years and to work with you. And I, like I said, I still work with you now. So I thank you. Thank Brigida and Mike. I remember Mike well. And so thank you again.
And now, if the time comes, I'll be waiting on the other side for you, have no doubt. And I'm not the only one. Blessings to you. And it
thank
is
you.
So.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Anybody else?
Okay, that's all of our callers for tonight.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend. Why don't you play a small piece of music. We are beyond the time, I think. But it was a great joy to connect with all of you. We, the Hierarchy of Light, look at this time with much, much, I don't want to say concern, but it is a time of choosing. And I don't want to make the words heavy, but every single one of you is asked to hold up the torch of love and light more than ever. So now that you have purpose, now that you make a difference, now that everything you choose makes a difference, don't let yourself be seduced by the darkness. Don't let yourself be seduced by those who think that anger and aggravation is the answer. Gentleness, kindness, peace, and love, those are the answers. Always remember what the Christ essence truly is about. Carry it in your heart and carry the torch of the Christed consciousness, the Christ itself, out into the world. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste.
Okay, well, what a great show tonight. I want to thank both Brigitte and Saint Germain. Brigitte, are you there with us?
Yes, yes. And thank you too, Mike, for your beautiful music that just adds such another level to these radio shows. And thank you, everyone, for listening and taking part of this and calling in. And hey, this time it worked out. We didn't have any problems. That was fantastic. So,
I'm grateful for that.
It'll be... Yes. So I'm looking forward to connecting with everyone in a month from now, right?
Yeah. We're always the second Tuesday of the month.
Fantastic. Well, I love you all. Hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day and connect with you in a month. Peace out.
Okay. Good night, everybody.